Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about lunar living, magic, creativity, tarot, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today. Welcome back to a mini-sode for the first full week of July. Can you even believe? This week, the moon is waxing. A good time to shoot your shot, literally or metaphorically. Mars enters Taurus, slow and steady, supporting your sustainable growth. Look to the house. Your Mars and or Taurus placements are in to glean more information on where your focus could be. Mercury enters Cancer on this same day. Your words have meaning. They have the ability to reflect your inner world, your imagination, your emotions. How does your intuition communicate with you? How would you like it to communicate with you? How would you like to feel about your intuition and the messages that flow through you? What are the best conditions for this? In so many of my classes, I talk about intuition. And the reason why I talk about intuition is because intuition is really the core component of living in your authenticity, following all of the aspects of your purpose, in fulfilling self-expression, and helping you take the next step forward. So it's really imperative that we have a relationship with our intuition that we can trust. And that's the key. Some of you know my hot take is that it's not that you don't have a strong intuition. It's that past experiences have made it difficult for you to trust your intuition. If you're sensitive, if you're psychic, if you're very intuitive, chances are that from a young age, you saw things and experienced things that maybe other people couldn't or wouldn't see. Maybe other people refused to see it. Perhaps you were punished for wanting to explore your intuition or express the messages that came out of your intuition. Maybe you got messages that following your intuition was wrong or shameful, because perhaps you were in situations that might have been less than ideal for you or even harmful, and your intuition was letting you know that something wasn't right. And that combination of the intuition and then a nervous system response that is very normal, such as freezing or disassociating or really experiencing a higher level of anxiety than usual, in conjunction with your intuition letting you know, right? Because our intuition often sets off alarms for us. It's our body, it's our nervous system trying to help us out. And when we're placed in situations where we have to override our intuition, and or if we're placed in situations that causes us to jump outside our window of tolerance, to have our nervous system be dysregulated with no support around that, with no one saying, hey, you're safe here, or no one helping us to get back in our window of tolerance, or no one affirming, yes, I saw it too. It's not just you, or like, this isn't okay, right? All of that very complicated and very unique set of circumstances that often happen for those of us who are very intuitive, for those of us who are psychic, for those of us who are sensitive, and for many of us who are trauma survivors or have experienced situations where, rightly so, we didn't feel safe, we didn't feel respected, we didn't feel acknowledged. Our relationship with our intuition has to be one of recovery. And this is a long-winded way of me trying to provide context for you so you don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. But this is a long-winded way of me gently suggesting this week thinking of the best containers that you can create that will help you access your intuition. Is it meditation? Is it going out into nature? Is it a tarot session or doing breath work for 20 minutes or ritual or automatic writing? In my classes, I always suggest being very intentional with where you're going to allow your intuition to step forth, to come forth in spaces where it will feel protected. Safety is a prerequisite to trust, as is belief. You have to be able to believe that your intuition is a compass that will help guide you. You might want to begin creating little containers this week to recover and repair your intuition, because it's time to reset. We're halfway through 2020. Resetting can look like a lot of things. It can look like repair. It can look like recovery. It can look like taking a break. I also suggest for some of us who feel overloaded, who have been consuming, like intaking more than they have been creating, I highly suggest that this week you call your energy back, take breaks from media consumption. The media will be there always. The distractions will be there always. Take a break from that which influences your clear knowing on any level, and give yourself as many spaces as possible to explore the different aspects of your intuitive self. If you want more info on this subject, I did do an episode about intuition and anxiety. You can scroll back and find that. And also, it's really important to sit with the self, explore, go inside, listen, pay attention, and little by little, trust the messages that are coming forth because they're just for you. Have a wonderful week. I'll be back soon.
Moon Beaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. It is created and hosted by me, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. It is edited by Rose Blakelock with a lot of additional help from Hazel Frew. It is supported by our beautiful patrons, which you can join over at patreon.com, The Moon Studio. If you would like to further support the podcast, you can sign up for a sponsorship. You can rate and review it or share it with your friends or on your social media. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you so much.